Hi there. The word for you today is, love your church. Jesus does. In Isaiah 59 verse 19, we read, the Lord will lift up a standard or a shield of defense. Now, notice what Solomon prayed for at the dedication of the temple. Quote, if there is famine in the land, if your people's enemies are in the land, whatever disaster or disease there is, hear from heaven. Then they will fear you and walk in your ways as long as they live. That's 2 Chronicles 6, verse 28. When you're functioning in your rightful place in the church, let me point a couple of things out to you here. Number one, you can pray with confidence in times of economic difficulty. One of the names by which Israel knew God was Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Your security isn't in Passnoster Square, Threadneedle Street, or any other street. It's in God's unfailing goodness. Pray with confidence in times of sickness. Here's God's promise. James 5:14, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And number three, you can pray with confidence when you're facing disaster. Psalm 91, one of my mother's favorites, maybe yours. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What a scripture. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. And number four, you can pray with confidence when the devil's attacking you. Listen, Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in, then like a flood the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard or a shield of defense against him. You know what? As a redeemed member of Christ's church, those four great prayer privileges are your divine rights. So exercise them.